You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
In 2009, Irk went to the dark side and became a music podcaster. He discovered a wide, wide selection of music. Apart from Dozy Do by Julie the Band, it's now 2010 and Irk comes down the pipe and into your ears. Bigger, stronger and faster. Every Friday, it's Irk FM time. Now here's your host of Irk FM from Channel Irk. Here's Irk!
G'day, I'm Irk, and welcome to episode 59 of Irk FM. Irk FM is my music podcast that is a part of Channel Irk. Irk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. Irk FM brings you lots and lots of great music from around the world, and we have some really excellent artists today coming to you from some really interesting locations. And so we have a lot to tell you about on this particular episode. We have a lot of interviews coming up. And of course, I hope you enjoyed the interview that I had in the feed on Tuesday with Peter Renzalo from Scuddly Records over there in Western Australia. We'll be having interviews for the next few weeks on Tuesdays coming down the pipe and into your ears. With a range of musicians. More about that soon. Insomnia Radio Australia is one step closer to starting, and we'll talk more about that very, very soon as well. Also, we have some interesting feedback, which I'll briefly comment on, and, of course, lots and lots of music as well. And the great thing is, I have music and interviews already pre-programmed and predetermined all the way up until mid-March. So let's get straight into episode 59. Check the show notes at irkfm.com for all the information about the artist. Click on the artist, find out more about them, watch videos, listen music, and support them. Now let's start with Jack of the Clock with New American Gothic. This is episode number 59 of Irk FM. Irk FM, of course, is a proud member of the Association of Music Podcasting. Find out more at musicpodcasting.org. Jack of the Clock, New American Gothic. Irk FM, episode 59, starts now. Thank you. Old Doggy, Get Under the House. Certainly an interesting start to Work FM there. That was Jack of the O'Clock with Suckers and Marks. And before that, their song New American Gothic. Very, very interesting and very, very different to what I have been playing here over recent weeks here on Work FM. Jack of the O'Clock describe themselves as majestic junk folk. There's another genre for you there, mother type person. My mum Judy, who hosts Judy's Blast FM on Sundays here on Channel Irk, has been learning all about new and interesting music, and I've just learnt something there too. Majestic junk folk. Certainly have to be careful how you pronounce that one. Jacko the O'Clock brings a quietly giddy sort of energy to the possibilities that spring up where American folk songwriting meets experimental music. The group's sound, a jangly mix of concert hall agility, acoustic rock drive and junk shop scouring, is characterized by innovative arrangements for combinations of instruments that you are likely not to have heard anywhere else, made possible by the vastly varied musical experience and multi-instrumentation of its five members. They've played everything from new music to art metal to fingerstyle folk to free improvisation, sometimes in the same concert. Jacko the O'Clock's recordings go beyond the group's live sound to incorporate bits of on-location presentation, found sounds, monologues, city noise, and all matter of insects and birds, as well as a number of guest musicians and singers. Gee, sounds like they should make an appearance on Echo Romeo Kilo, my ambient noise podcast. So, Jacko the O'Clock. You can find out more about them by going to the show notes at irkfm.com and finding out. Click on the link, find out more about all of the artists, and find out how to support them. Now, of course, coming up soon is the start of Insomnia Radio Australia, a music show dedicated to music from down under, hosted by me. Everything is getting there. We now have an email address and we now have a website address for the project. And so there's not a lot to see at the moment, but you can go to australia.insomniaradio.net. That's where the website will be. We're still working out when everything is going to start, but ever since I sent the email off to Jason from Insomnia Radio to say, hey, we've got a Kiwi Insomnia Radio, how about an Australian one? Well, since then, he's announced my show, Insomnia Radio Australia. He's also announced Insomnia Radio Liverpool in the UK, and that'll be the first show that is based in the UK, but for a specific area. Of course, that will join Insomnia Radio UK. And our mate Rodrigo, the half-naked Azorian, he will be hosting Insomnia Radio of Portugal. And so Portugal and Turkey, that sort of area is getting covered. And possibly even Insomnia Radio Portland. Who knows about that one? And who knows about some of the other Insomnia Radios as well. The network is in a rebuilding phase at the moment, and so I'm basically getting in again at the ground floor. So let's give you a sneak peek of what you could be up for. G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia, with music from Down Under. Coming soon, featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia, australia.insomniaradio.net. Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Is it me, or are you to blame? Insomnia Radio Australia.
seems so much simpler when I say, when I grew up, I wanna be just like me.
Insomnia Radio Australia. Coming soon.
It don't matter a bit to me if I'm in your fantasy. I'll cruise your streets if you'll paint my town. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. No, there ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. Hanging out at the lost and found. And I don't care if your roots are brown. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. I know that you have seen the worst. You felt like your whole life's been cursed. But however much you've been around, shame in a hand-me-down. No, there ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. Hanging out at the lost and found. And I don't care if your roots are brown. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. So your kids have got the flu. That does not reflect on you. One more thing we can work around. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. No, there ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. I'm hanging out at the lost and found. I don't care if your roots are brown. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. I like you better than yesterday. I like you almost any old way. Even like you upside down. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. No, there ain't no shame in a hand-me-down. Hanging out at the lost and found. And I don't care if your roots are brown. There ain't no shame in a hand-me-down.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Four Finger John is dead and gone. Four Four-Finger John is dead and gone. Four-Finger John is dead and gone.
That was Four-Finger John, and before that we heard Hand Me Down. Now, sometimes when you're with a band, sometimes the guys like to branch out and do some sort of solo projects, and that's exactly what's happened in this case. Those two songs were by John Sobel, and he is doing a bit of a solo thing in those two songs. He is from Whisperado, who we've played here many, many episodes ago on IRC FM. John sent me an email when he found out that I played some music by Whisperado well and truly several months ago. And he said, thank you, mate, for playing the songs. And here's a couple of songs that I've been working on. Here's, you know, a bit of a solo performance there. So that was quite good as well. Whisperado come to us from New York. And as I said, John's flying solo at the moment. And so that's quite cool. It's a bit of a side project. Side projects are pretty good. And it gives the person a chance to branch out. Sometimes it means the end of the band, sometimes not. Whisperado, they were a good band when I played them several months ago, and so I'm presuming that it's just a minor break at the moment. You can't be really producing music 365 days of the year. You know, you would need to have a break every so often. So that was quite good.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under.
Coming soon.
Coming to you from the home of Vegemite, Nicole Kidman, Russell Crowe. Oh, hang on, we can't claim Russell Crowe because he's a Kiwi, so we'll scrub him off the list. From the home of the crocodile hunter,
I think it goes a little something like this.
Throw caution to the wind. You got more than meets the eye.
From the Indian Ocean in the west to the Pacific Ocean in the east and all points in between.
I'm guessing. I'm out of my depth. Know that I'm swimming.
Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net. Coming soon.
Thank you. consequence, living with the expectation of a moment of brilliance.
From Cardiff in Wales, that was Echo Lounge with their new song, The Same Routine. And thank you very, very much to Colin from the Ouroboros podcast for sending me Echo Lounge. Colin loves Echo Lounge and he spread the word around to many of his friends in music podcasting. And Colin is actually coming up to his third year anniversary, and not episode 300 of his podcast, the Ouroboros podcast. And so that's a great effort. Congratulations, Colin. I'll be sure to send you a message shortly. But Echo Lounge from Cardiff in Wales, they're an alternative electronica band, and they say that they are a concept, they're a movement, they're a philosophy, they're a merging of corners, a blurring of edges, a desire, a passion, a vision, a sacrifice, a commitment, a fusion, a meeting of minds, is inclusive, is exclusive, has past, is future, something, everything, is what you want, is what you need, is connected, is networked, is armed, is for you, is for all, is for now, and is a matter of time. Now, I'm not exactly sure what all that meant, but they do produce some really good music. And before Echo Lounge, we had Bathaza, and he is a Georgian person from Georgia, and not Georgia in the United States, as you may think, but over in the Russian area of the world. He's an English-speaking musician, as you heard, and a songwriter. His music is a mixture of indie rock, alternative and world music, and is much influenced by the music of the 1960s. He quit his music class after 3 years of torture when he was 9, and rarely touched a musical instrument after that point until his father brought him a guitar, which completely changed his mind. But Hazza and his brother Lexo soon got together and started to write songs, and they formed a duo called Firebricks. And from 2004, he started his own home studio, where most of the music is recorded. And speaking of bedrooms where most of the music is recorded, Irk FM is recorded in my old bedroom, but I'm not producing music, I'm producing a music podcast, of course. Irk FM comes down the pipe and into your ears each and every Friday. We've now interviews, not each and every Tuesday, but we've got a few separate interviews coming up, and I'm looking forward to people's feedback in relation to these interviews. You know, are people happy hearing the interviews separately on Tuesdays, or would they like them combined with the episode? That'll make the episode a bit longer on Fridays. I'd be interested in your feedback in relation to that. But to let you know what's coming up interview-wise, of course, on the previous episode, Irk FM episode 58, we heard from Peter Renzalo from Scuddly Records in Western Australia. And the promos that you're hearing for Insomnia Radio Australia, artists from Scuddly Records are appearing in those promos. They will be coming up in a couple of weeks here on Irk FM, and it's showcasing some great Australian music. And so I really enjoyed that interview with Peter. He enjoyed it as well, and he's had some good feedback, and he's given me some great feedback in relation to that as well. Next Tuesday, we'll be hearing from UK band Trip Hazard. I'll be speaking with their lead vocalist, Steph. She was a lot of fun to interview. And then on the following Tuesday, we'll hear from Inner Voices. And then they're from the UK. We'll also be hearing from Australian band Horizon on the following Tuesday, Tuesday the 23rd of February. And then after that, we'll be hearing from The Fuse and also from Emerald. And so this information is on irkfm.com. There's a list of upcoming episodes, and I have my music and interviews already up to and including the middle of March, and there's more to come. So let me know what you think about the interviews. Do you enjoy them? I've had an interesting piece of feedback from Ian from Canada, who's been listening to us all across Channel Irk. And, of course, that's been a lot of fun listening to Ian's comments, because he commented that he enjoyed the music that I played on as a part of that interview with Peter, but the band information and the music information wasn't that relevant to him because he's in Canada and he's not in Western Australia. As far as I'm concerned, it doesn't necessarily matter where the person comes from. You know, music is music is music. And if people are having problems getting gigs in Perth, Western Australia, there's probably some people struggling to get gigs in Sydney, probably people struggling to get noticed in the UK, the US, Canada, Hawaii, Russia. It doesn't matter. As far as I'm concerned, I'm all about finding out more about these artists and finding out some little bits and pieces about them, what gets them involved in the music, how they stay in it, and for many of them, at least at this sort of level with independent music, how they combine what they love to do with playing music and having to do day jobs as well. And so we'll find out more about that in the interviews in upcoming weeks. And of course, you'll hear more Australian artists on Insomnia Radio Australia. We move to our next group, who come to us from South Yorkshire in the UK, Monte Carlo Safe Crackers. They were sent In My Direction by Kimmy from the Rock Deli and the Metal Deli. And she sent the Monte Carlo Safecrackers in My Direction. And, of course, they have some great music over at the Rock Deli and also the Metal Deli. If you like rock and metal, respectively, there will be a link in the show notes for both of those shows. But like Budweiser, the Monte Carlo Safecrackers produce their music in their bedroom. And so there's a bit of a common theme there. They have been gigging together since December 2008. They don't try and sound like any other band because they don't want to sound like any one of. They don't want to sound like any other band. They believe that they have their own sound, and so let's judge it together. Let's judge it for yourself. This first song from the Monte Carlo Safecrackers is called Spanish Town.
Shine like a year with a summer love.
2009, Judy discovered the interweb. She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Erk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday. Here's Erk and Judy with Blast from the Past. And I think you said that 13 people had a look. What was the male-female split on those 13 people?
11 to 1.
Yeah.
Or 11 to 2, I can't do maths. All the women would be going, give us a look, give us a look, come on.
Yeah, check this guy out in cubicle 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you can, yeah. Can you imagine what they'd be doing down at the nurse's station? You would have been joke of the day.
Go, 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 now, 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 to channelwork.com.
In 2009, Judy discovered the interweb.
She discovered computers, and she discovered podcasting. And Erk discovered that there was a wider audience, other than him, who would like to hear Judy's stories about, back in my day, it used to cost 20 cents for a can of Coke, and we still got 5 cents change. In 2010, Blast from the Past is bigger, stronger, and faster. Down the pipe and into your ears every Saturday. Here's Erk and Judy with Blast from the Past.
It was a plantar wart.
A plantar wart.
Yeah, it was like plantar fasciitis or some weird thing. I don't know what it's called.
Makes me want peanuts for some reason when you say that.
Plantar?
Plantar. Why is that, I wonder?
Because it's planter's peanut.
Oh, yeah. Plantar's peanut. It's not even funny. I wonder if he's ever had warts.
I don't know. Well,
what's that guy's name? Mr. Peanut, right?
Yeah, he's like a little dude with a monocle and a cane and a hat.
I've always thought he was kind of cool.
Yeah, he's kind of cool.
I hate peanuts.
He's like the Monopoly guy in a goddamn peanut.
Only with a peanut, yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I know.
I don't like that guy either. I like the peanut guy. I don't like the Monopoly guy.
You don't like the Monopoly guy?
The Monopoly guy's a dick, man. Every time I have to draw a card from that guy, he takes my money.
Go, go, go. Now to channelerk.com.
Well, it looks like the peanuts mentioned on Erk Pod, my talk podcast that comes out every Wednesday, is spreading around the world. And you heard there a little bit from Robin and Sabrina from PDX FM and the Portland Suck Show, because we had them on Blast from the Past episode 50 as a part of the Blast from the Past first anniversary celebration. And yes, the peanuts and the Aussie expressions and the Aussie slang are certainly spreading around the world. Don't forget to tune in for Blast from the Past on Saturdays. It's the family history / social history / back in my day / Australian slang show that my mum Judy and I do together. And of course we also do Erk Pod, my talk podcast, on Wednesdays, and mum's music show Judy's Blast FM on Sundays, where she is learning that there is more to music than country and or western. The song that you heard before the promos was again by the Monte Carlo Safecrackers, and that song was called Magnificent. Now, we've been around to some interesting places. We've been to Georgia, near the Russian Federation, and now we are going to Sweden. Now, I am going to apologise in advance, and if I was smart like Rolly from Dark Compass, I would have actually got someone from the band to pronounce this for me. But because I'm not smart, I didn't do this, and I'm going to try this. Swedish is nowhere near my first language. Having said that, Australian is my first language, and sometimes I even struggle with that. Det har blivit intel as Padje, and that roughly translates to it's not you, it's me. And the group is Dandelion from Sweden, and I love their accents, love the Swedish accent, you know, the Norwegian general area, Norway, Switzerland, all of those sort of areas. It would be very interesting, but I think very expensive for me to go there. So let's kick it off. A double shot of Dandelion. And no, I'm not going to try and pronounce that again. See if you can figure out what's being sung about in this song. Okay, fam.
Kanske berodde på vart du ringde ifrån. Någonting särskilt var det visst i alla fall. Jag hängde av mig jackan som vanligt i din hall. Vi satte oss i sängen som vi alltid brukat göra. Och du sa lyssna nu, det är något viktigt du måste höra. Jag rättade till kudden och frös lite grann. Det kändes som en film som faktiskt kunde vara sann. Den började så vackert men den slutade här. Tänkte jag som lovat mig själv att aldrig igen bli kär. Du sa, det här beror inte alls på dig.
såg dig på stan med någon du pratat om ibland. Glömt vad hon heter, nu gick ni hand i hand. Det här beror inte ens på mig. Man är en jättesatt och trevlig toppen tjej. Nu står jag här i bilen
to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Two very beautiful songs there by Swedish group Dandelion. That song was She Leaves Like a Shadow, and the first song was Det har bjetto hentor ours part edge, I think. But it just goes to illustrate my point that I was making earlier. Doesn't necessarily matter where the music is from. If the music is good, it doesn't matter if it's from Sweden, if it's from the UK, the US, Australia, New Zealand, anywhere. it doesn't matter. And if you want to hear a wide variety of music from a wide variety of countries, go to the 2009 episodes of IRC FM and check out the latter half of the year, the 2009 IRC FM Musical United Nations Tour. Lots of great music there. And there's lots of great music each and every week here on IRC FM. The first song by Dandelion actually reminded me of the segment that I have on my talk podcast called The Plane Is About to Crash and That's Okay. Because I have a theory that you could be speaking to me in another language, in this instance Swedish, and I might have no idea what's being said. And I could be thinking, wow, that's really hot, you know, what this person's saying to me in that other language that I don't understand. Whereas she could be telling me that the plane is about to crash. And I'd be sitting there going, wow, that's super, that's fine, she's speaking really hot. And so, yes, we had a bit of a difference there with those two songs, one in Swedish and one in English, and that's all good. Of course, if you would like more information about any of the artists, you can go to the website at IRCFM.com, click on the links, find out more about the artists, support them, play their videos. And speaking of videos, you can now see some videos on the IRCFM website. Go to the IRCFM drop-down menu, and then there is a page called Videos by Artists Featured on IRCFM, and I'll add to that list occasionally, and so you can see, not only hear what the band sound like, but also see them as well, and so that will be quite cool.
G'day mate, you're listening to Insomnia Radio, Radio Australia, with music from Down Under, coming soon. From the country that says ass, not ass.
Their bodies flowing like tiny boats.
Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
I see their legs for what's in life forever. Kicking their way back in clothes.
From Echo Point to Ayers Rock to the Great Barrier Reef. Featuring great independent music from Down Under, it's Insomnia Radio Australia. Australia.insomniaradio.net. From the country that brought you Paul Hogan, Foster's Bee, or maybe that's not a good example.
There you go.
Coming soon.
I can't live without you, and it's tearing me feel you moving on. I want you. The feeling has gone. I need you. And these feelings are true. I'll never feel the same if I live without you.
Thank you.
That was Audio Elise with Take Me Away, and before that, Flying Into the Sun. And I wonder how the people in the UK are feeling about their sunshine or their lack thereof. Been lots of snow and cold weather over there in the UK. Totally the opposite to what's happening here in Australia, with lots of heat and lots of humidity. Audio Elise are from Glasgow in Scotland, and they're a four-piece band. They formed in 2006 and are currently recording their second EP in the studio. Their influences include Coldplay, Depeche Mode, The Beatles. Again, somebody influenced by The Beatles. I think that should be a new drinking game here on ERK FM. Any time that anyone mentions that they are influenced by The Beatles, you have to have a drink. But that would probably mean that I would have to read every artist's influence just to make sure that it's fair. They're also influenced by maybe the Boards of Canada, U2, Duran Duran, Radiohead. And they describe themselves as euphoric rock, and that is certainly the case. We're going to finish off now with a song by Matt Stevens. And this song is called Moondial. Thank you. Echo, 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 echo. I think that's what I'm going to have to call this episode, because that song was by Matt Stevens. It was called Moondial, and that's from his well-received album Echo, which is out now, and you can buy that from all the usual places. Matt Stevens is a musician and a composer from North London. He's an instrumental artist. He uses an acoustic guitar and a sampler to create multi-layered tracks live. This is often called live looping. His music is compared with artists as diverse as John McLaughlin, Johnny Marr, and Sigur Rós. He plays live all over the UK, and he has composed music for short films, including the award-winning Daddy's Little Helper, and his live work is often compared to watching a one-man guitar orchestra or a wall of sound. And I definitely want to play some more of Matt's work, so a rather nice way to finish the episode there. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed this particular episode of IRC FM. Of course, IRC FM always comes down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each week. And now with interviews on Tuesdays for a while at least. So I hope you enjoy those interviews as well. If you want to make sure that you get everything from IRC FM, just go to the website, IRCFM.com. You can subscribe to the IRC FM feed only, or if you want to listen to everything across Channel IRC, there is the 5-in-1 combined feed of all the Channel IRC shows. Thank you again to the artists. Many of these songs were either supplied directly from the artist, or in a couple of cases they were referred on to me. And so that was really good as well. More great music for you next week. I'm really excited about the interviews coming up and the music that I've got in store for you over coming weeks. So I hope you enjoy it as well. IRCFM.com for more information. Thank you again to all of the artists and all of my regular music suppliers, of course. Juice Management and Promotion, Aerial Publicity, IOTA PromoNet, the PodSafe Music Network, or Movie as Music Alley, or whatever they want to call themselves this week, and MusicSubmit.com, and of course Jamendo, who managed to still survive despite being on death row for the last couple of weeks. Thank you again to the artists Jacko the O'Clock, John Sobel and Whisperado, Butthuzza, Echo Lounge, the Monte Carlo Safe Crackers, Dandelion, Audio Alice, and Matt Stevens. Thank you to Colin from the Ouroboros Podcast for sending me Echo Lounge, and thank you to Kimmy from the Rock and Metal Delis for sending Monte Carlo Safecrackers in my general direction. Until the next time that I hear you across Channel IRC, wherever that may be, I will bid you good night, and good night, Interweb. You have been listening to a Channel IRC production. Channel IRC and all 5 podcasts are licensed under a Creative Commons non-commercial, non-derivative, share-alike license registered in Australia. Music is used with direct permission or under agreements with various music providers. All rights to the music contained within remains with the original rights holder. Some sound effects are sourced from the Free Sound Project under Creative Commons. For more information about Channel IRC, go to www.channelirc.com.